T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to our friend Dave Hyde from the South Florida Sun Sentinel.
Dave. He's been killing. By the way, Zach, he's been killing the University of Miami for their handling of this.
Is he going to announce the
new
AD right now?
He's just been blasting him.
Right.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Morning, Joe. I am. I have been blasting him. What is going on here? It's like, I guess they're in a competition to be the last team, last program to do something.
Oh, they're going to get there. They're going to win that. Yeah, they're going to win that.
They've
Dave.
Got
Come
that.
On. We know that.
They've got that locked up, right. Man.
I mean, it was impressive. It was impressive with some of the schools that USC just made a program, a school-changing move, really, and shocked all of college football. LSU shocked next day by getting Brian Kelly from Notre Dame. And, you know, you talk about decisive and aggressive moves.
Yeah.
There they were. And, I expected something similar here. And they scheduled when to fire the athletic director. They've had time after it, and they're still interviewing candidates.
You got to give it till the end of the year. After you got to give it more time. It needs another 30 or 40 days. We got
at least
couple more assistant ADs out
right.
there. You know, New Mexico and a couple of junior colleges out in California. There might be somebody out there. Yeah, it's ridiculous. By the way, I want to get into some stuff with you here real quickly. First of all, I keep hearing. If the right former players are in place, they believe they can get Mario Cristobal. I'm talking about Alonzo and Gino, of course. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think they can get in a room or get him on the phone, but, you know, that's a long way from getting him. That's Hail Mary. I mean, you look at a team down at their own 45 thrown into the end zone, and that has about as much chance of getting it. The only mystery that is how much in his life and his wife's life and his family's life does he want to move back? Because everything says Oregon, including Phil Knight, who will back up the Mintz truck to the Cristobal household and say, how much do you want? And that's what, when I keep reading, Miami has to make him an offer, he can't refuse. Well, whatever offer they have, Phil Knight's going to – that's chump change, you know. So the only thing they have to offer is home. And the question is, you know, only the Cristobals know what that means and where they are, because, you know, they can't offer anything more than that.
But, Dave, could they offer a contract? Let's say they got in the room. Let's say those two guys get the job. Let's say they get that meeting like we're talking about. Let's say Mario – the family thing is hitting him, and he does want to come down here, but he wants to get paid like the other guys are. Can they offer him a 10-year, $95 million deal? Do you see Miami doing that?
Well, I tell you, everything I hear is money isn't an issue at Miami, which is shocking to me because, I mean, they don't have the money that Alabama or Oregon or Ohio State or Michigan has, and yet, everything I've been told by three or four people is money's not going to be an issue. So at some point it has to be an issue. $9.5 million a year.
Right.
I mean, 10 years, $95 million. Those are numbers we don't really associate with the University of Miami. sports. You know, USC is a comparative school as far as, you know, a private school in a big city, in a big conference. So we don't know what the dollar figure to Lincoln Riley is, but you know, USC, all their scholarships are endowed. They have a stadium on campus. It's a similar comparison to Miami, and yet entirely different. And you know, the one thing, they wouldn't have to offer Mario Cristobal a plane like USC did Lincoln Riley. Say, hey, you have a plane at your disposal anytime. They just give him a limo. You can drive around town and see your people.
Yeah, you have to. Well, I look at. By the way, why is the AD thing just? I'm curious. Like, after a while, these guys must all sound alike. I mean, you can only talk about the South Florida culture so much and the high school, and we need somebody that's familiar with. After a while, that crap's getting old. Like, listen, man, I've been down here a long time. I've been around here, and it's getting old hearing that same stuff. Why is it so hard to find somebody that they all can like?
Well, the other question, Joe, is do they need the AD in place to make a decision on the football coach, or at least, you know, is Manny Diaz in or out? And that's the weirdest thing to me. And you've hit it pretty hard of Manny being out there recruiting, going into homes of kids and, you know, representing the program, him and his assistants representing the school. And what an odd situation it is for him not to have been told 100% you are the coach for next year, or, you know, it's just uncomfortable. It's borderline unethical for him to be, I assume he's offering scholarships to players. I would be if I was him. I mean, you know, as I put in a column, possession is 99% of the law. He possesses a job, but it'd be nice for this school. I mean, this school turned its back on Manny, really, in the past, past month, I guess. I'd have to look at it. When's the Florida State game? But it's been weeks. Nobody's come out in support of him. They've let him twist in the wind. People have turned their back on him inside the school. And so either they got to come out and somebody has to say something regarding this, and that's the one that, look, they can go without an athletic director for as long as they want, but they have to come with a decision on the football coach at some point, the school president or all the people advising him have to come to a decision.
The big question in everybody's home, whoever that 17 or 18 year old is sitting with, or 19 year old sitting with in that house that night on the recruiting trips, the one he's finally going to get, and he's getting from every head coach at every high school too, is, Manny, this is great, and I love what you're saying and selling. Hey, we live down here. We get it, what it offers, and being able to come home when you need to and all that stuff. But got to ask you, are you going to be around next year? Are you going to be the coach? And he can't give him an answer. I'm recruiting you like I am.
Are they waiting for Friday night's Oregon game to talk to Mario? Are they waiting for that domino to fall and then move on to Lane Kiffin? Is Lane Kiffin in the picture? Is this Manny's job right at this point? The silence at this point is deafening. Yeah.
Dave, don't you feel like, too, we talked about this morning, and I don't know, but it just sure feels like not everybody's on the same page, from the people that have all the money to the two people working for the president to everybody in between that wants to have a voice. And I'm guessing anybody that's a board of trustee member that follows football and feels passionately about it probably has somewhat of a voice. They can't get everybody on the same page, and I'm wondering if it's not getting a little clicky. Like, you got certain groups that like this guy and certain groups like that guy, and I'm not giving any money if you have him. I don't want that. Like, you feel that way a little bit too, Dave?
Well, I'm sure there has to be some disagreement. You know, Manny Navarro of The Athletic reported late last night that the New Mexico athletic director's out, that he withdrew his name. And so as a at for Miami, and he was interviewing, he'd interviewed twice. Now, either that means, A, he didn't like what was going on here, or B, he was told he's not the guy. And usually when people start pulling out, it means they're about to make a decision. So I'm curious, you know, initially I was told when Blake James was fired, we'll have somebody in place 2 weeks. And then it was, a couple more days. So, you know, maybe it's, we keep pushing it back. Yeah. Maybe it's today. But so you're right, Joe. There's something going on in UM of either disagreement or, just hesitation on making a decision.
Dave, you brought up something, you know, a decision can be made on Manning. Like, if I'm the athletic director or someone that might take that job, I want to make that decision on Manny. You know, like, I want to be able to make that decision whether I keep him or not. Obviously, with the Board of Trustees or a meeting with them, that's fine. But, like, if I'm going to take that AD job, if I'm one of these former players or the guy from New Mexico is now out, but if I want to be able to make that decision, I want to come into a job where that decision's already made. Don't you think that's what's kind of weird about not having someone there yet?
No, I don't. Because you can interview you've talked to the candidates here. You know what they think. So as long as that matches up with what you're going to do, you know, I have no problem. And the question is, if you're an incoming AD, is the first thing you want to do fire somebody, fire a prominent name? You know, that'd be a little odd. So let the president do the dirty work. Let him say if they're going to fire. And at this point, I have no idea if they're going to if this is Manny's job at this point or. They're going to fire him. I have absolutely no idea. But why not have the president clear it out if they're going to do that? The AD can step in with a clean slate and hire his person, and you move forward instead of, you know, the first thing the AD comes in here, gets his hands all bloody over a firing. So I can see a definite case for. I mean, if I was running the university, that's what I'd do. Move on. Let's go.
So let me ask you this one. This goes back to former players and understanding the culture and the stuff that I know Gino and Alonzo feel strongly about. Is there any kind of structure where one can be more the athletic director and one can be more of the, let's just call what it is, a general manager of the college football team, recruiter, whatever title you'd give Alonzo? Is there any way, or is there not enough athletic director-ish in there?
Yeah, I hear that is one of the discussions. Now, is that, you know, is that front and center? I don't know. Would Alonzo be good with that?
He'd be good at it.
Would Gino be good with it? I think they could work it out. I think they know each other enough to work it out. There is a danger in just relying on people you know. I'll say that. You know, the old school network, let's go get our guys. There's a danger in that. And yet, look, Gino's been in the community for forever, and his work and finances and all that is
right.
Well known and documented and very well thought of. And Alonzo, you know, one of the interesting things that's been brought up by a couple NFL guys, as these salaries get bigger and bigger in college football, is why don't they have a general manager of football in college like the pros? Why is it left to the coach to do everything, the head coach? And that's the way. So it'll be interesting. Is there a space for what you suggested and what is a discussion in Miami, sort of a general manager of football in college?
Yeah, I by the way, I don't have a problem because that's all we're talking about is AAA Major League Football anyway. That's what college football is. I mean, I think everybody's kind of figured that out. We don't have to just hide behind student-athlete all the time and stuff. We can stop doing that now. Hey, so the other thing is we do know this about Alonzo. Alonzo's got an eye for talent because that's all he's done basically since he stopped playing is evaluate players. And all we're asking him to do is probably take it instead of – from 20, 21, and 22-year-olds in college moving into 15 and 16 and 17-year-olds. So I feel pretty good. Plus, he knows these schools. He knows this area. I mean, he grew up down here. This is where he's from.
Yeah, I was actually talking to Randall Thrill Hill the other day.
What Thrill say?
And
What the fastest man ever say?
He said he's shooting baskets at 112th and 184th down on South Dade, and here comes Alonzo, 18 or 17 or 16. How old when he moved into Miami? And that's the first day they those two met shooting baskets. So,
wow.
He's been around here forever, and not only does he recognize talent, he knows how to develop talent.
Yeah.
He's been around every college program in the country and has watched kids grow up and good coaches develop them. So everything in a football department knows. The question with Alonzo is, as we mentioned, you can bring in administrators to help you, but that hasn't been his background is running a there are a lot of questions. Title IX, for instance, and running a athletic program, you got to be on top of stuff like that. Now you can hire people to do that, but that'd be an issue with him.
Dave, we didn't take care of anything. We just talked for.
We didn't.
It's kind of like talking to you at night.
I finished my wheels all week.
Yep. Trying to get out of that mud puddle right now. David, thank you, man. I appreciate it very much. Hopefully, we know something. And on a serious note, by the end of the week, right? By the weekend when we see each other on Sunday, you go, hey, they got it done. That would be nice.
I would hope so. This is it keeps dragging out, and the longer it goes, I think. I'm curious. Don't you think it's good for Manning as far as sticking around?
I do.
Yep.
I do feel that way. I'm not writing a check, but I do feel that way.
You're not? You're not sitting at that table?
David, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, yo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.